Order, order.
While the media spent the week in hot pursuit of MPs' expenses and perks, inside the House, the MPs themselves were more concerned with what was going on outside in the economy. Question times were dominated by opposition complaints about cuts to hospital services, to funding for severely disabled children and adult community education, and on Thursday, the release of the worst increase in the unemployment rate in 20 years, prompting this question for the Prime Minister from Labor's Deputy Leader, Annette King.
Does he stand by his statement that the government's policies are taking the sharp edges off the recession, when the figures released today from the Household Labour Force Survey show that unemployment is now 6%, higher than Australia? It's the biggest quarterly jump in 21 years, up 20.6%. It's the highest unemployment rate in 10 years, and the number of long-term unemployed have more than doubled. And doesn't that show that rather than taking the sharp edge off the recession, that this government's inaction's actually slicing through families through their lack of policies around unemployment?
The Honourable Bill English.
No, I don't agree with any of that, Mr Speaker. I would point out to the questioner that the rate of unemployment now is the same as it was in 2005 when that party said the economy was booming.
That claim was later disproved by Labor's Ruth Dyson.
I seek leave to table the Household Labour Force Survey for 2005, which shows that in the first quarter it was 4.3%, in the second quarter it was 3.7%, in the third quarter it was 3.7%, and in the fourth quarter it was 3.6%.
Leave is sought to table that document. Is there any objection?
Although there was no objection, there was a similar request from Social Development Minister Paula Bennett.
Point of order, Mr Speaker, I seek to table the Household Labour Force Survey for 2008, where for three consecutive quarters the unemployment rate rose under the Labour government.
Order.
Arguments over the figures continue, with Labour's Jacinda Ardern asking Paula Bennett for the percentage of young employed people expected to benefit from the government's job creation scheme.
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr Speaker, I'm pleased to have the opportunity to clear this up for the member, because she clearly doesn't understand what the Household Labour Force Survey is. Mr Speaker, what we've seen is... the number of 15 to 19-year-olds who are looking for that are under the Household Labour Force Survey, 15 to 19-year-olds, has gone up to 22.9%, and that's a concern.
Nick Smith, as Minister for Climate Change Issues, stonewall questions about the cost of global warming from the Greens' Jeanette Fitzsimons.
Does the Minister accept that meeting a bold target is not just about sitting back and waiting for business as usual to do it for us, but actually needs some proactive government actions? And that if he caps the price of carbon, as the Australians are proposing, we can expect much higher emissions in 2020 than now, and that the design of the ETS, if it's weakened, is going to make it harder to meet a target in the future.
The Honourable Dr Nick Smith.
The Member's absolutely right to draw attention to the balance. The more ambitious the target, the greater the cost is for New Zealanders. The Green Party needs to be upfront with what sort of impact that will have on power prices, on petrol prices, and jobs for people in sectors like the agricultural sector. All that I have seen from the Greens to date grossly underestimates what those costs are for ordinary New Zealanders.
The Greens, meanwhile, were the only party to oppose giving the Search and Surveillance Bill its first reading on Tuesday. The bill replaces one introduced by the last government, but like its predecessor, is based on the Law Commission's 2007 report. Leanne Dalzell committed Labor's support for sending the bill to the Justice and Electoral Committee for public submissions, a step too far for the Greens' Justice spokesman, Keith Locke.
The traditional provision against self-incrimination effectively goes out the window.
Finally, on Wednesday, Labor's newest MP, their member for Mount Albert, David Shearer, made his maiden statement.
I'm here to listen, to make a difference, to create opportunity, to reach out to what's possible. I'm told that what you say here will come back to haunt you. I hope it does. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Thank you, Mr Speaker.
Labor's Mount Albert MP David Shearer making his maiden statement on Wednesday. Parliament's adjourned for a week back on Tuesday, August the 18th. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.